Welcome to Look Radio Live and Unleash, people. Come on!
That's much fucking better, thank you.
They all seem pretty dazzled at that particular point.
Nobody would believe this young lady's dazzling them.
I'm going to turn this down a bit. There we go.
Do we not have to go, I can't hear you like a clown at a kid's party or something?
Shut up. So, here we are. We're at Look Radio Live. It's been fucking ages in the planning.
It's been incredibly hot.
Is anyone hot in here?
We'd like to thank the Molyneux for their excellent air conditioning. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. Yeah.
Incidentally, while I remember, Ron said, we'd like to thank the lady behind the bar because we told the Molyneux we were expecting about 45 people arriving.
And a few more turned up.
She's done the work of 3 bar staff in one day. So please give her a round of applause.
Woo! Nice.
Okay. So what should we talk about, chaps?
I've actually got a fucking list.
Oh, yeah, we've got a list there.
Let's talk about intro.
Oh, yeah,
we're doing the intro, Matt. That's what it says.
So, thanks a lot for coming, everyone. I mean, it's pretty mad that you've come to Wolverhampton for a start. But, I mean, you know, thanks a lot for coming.
It's amazing that they've come. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we booked them and they came. And
yeah, Jono, we built it and they came. Yeah.
We tried to build it. And they came and they got interested at the end.
Did they?
They didn't get interested in March when we started talking about it. No, to be fair to the Look Radio faithful and all the people on the forums and everything, I mean, they've been brilliant, so...
They have.
Hey,
you bastard.
Anyway.
Self-praise is no praise, plus you never fucking appear on the forums anyway, Neuro.
So we're gonna have a bit of a Q&A session, because we normally do an interview with someone interesting.
So that would be us.
So yeah. We thought, well, we're here, so we might as well answer any... questions, and we should really give a prize to someone with the most obscene or ridiculous question. So that's going to come up. Not yet.
Wait for it.
We're also going to have another installment of open source street fighting.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
And we've got some very interesting competitions to talk about. Mm. So should we crack on?
Let's crack on.
Yeah. Be quiet. Right. Q&A.
Ubuntu.
So, guys.
There's a lot of people in here. Scott. Hello. Scott James Remnant from Ubuntu fame and Debian fame.
During the day, this man is an important man in the world of open source software. Today is our microphone monk. We respect no one.
So,
that was a bit fucking
questions.
Cold.
Full respect. Anyone want to ask a question?
You must have questions.
Yeah,
Come on.
Yeah, all right.
Right, very bad.
Stand up, Elton. Elton John.
Oh, come on. Okay, well, the microphone's being passed.
The wireless mic makes its way back, Jono.
So, same time next week, then?
That would be very
I don't
nice
think so. That wasn't a question, that was a comment.
That's a statement.
Same time next year, perhaps, if anyone's...
Definitely,
interested.
Yeah.
If anyone fancy coming along.
Oh, there's a question just there.
There's another one.
Thanks for the audience interaction there. We're really appreciating
it's
this.
It's live.
Hello? Is Jono planning to open source, or has he already open sourced, his blog content management system, the one that uses for his homepage?
What, you mean my website?
That's generally what a blog is, mate.
Sorry about that. But you can go and search fucking Wikipedia for it or something if you like.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can put the code on the internet in about 6 months when I fix it, to be honest, because it's pretty shit. Hey?
Someone in the audience said release early and release off.
It was Colin Watson who said it. Thanks,
nice.
Colin.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do it just the same time we get a GUI installer for Ubuntu.
Hang on, Ubuntu, what's that?
It's the operating system you should use instead of that shitty Fedora operating
system. Right, okay. Recording.
Hey?
Nothing else.
Red Hat guys, ignore us completely.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I keep forgetting there's actually
there is only one true operating system. Cool.
No
any questions?
So come on.
More questions.
We've got another one here.
Log Radio. Or
Why
Python? Why?
Why do we like Python?
Yes. I don't.
Students rule.
Then I do not like the
Python. Alright, well, we'll phase this. Ack.
Don't.
Do I have to fucking do this again?
Good lord! Do I have to do this again? Go on.
Why I like Python is because you can develop stuff faster in it than you can in C. And I don't like Perl because it doesn't fit in my brain. Which means that you've either got Python or you've got Ruby, which is arse.
Do you want to qualify that at all?
Any Ruby developers?
Sorry, no, you're right. I should clarify that. It's complete arse. But, you know, that's essentially my thing. You can write programs in it quickly. You want to write stuff at scripting level rather than at C level. If you've got any other suggestions, you can tell me, and I'll completely fucking well ignore you.
He's got to that stage in his life where he just doesn't want to try anything new, so, you know, just leave him be.
So, yeah, so all this time
so
that
I'm taking it, you choose C, by the way, C++. Pearl.
Ah, okay. Pearl.
No, I mean, as bad as each other.
Slightly homeless-looking bloke kind of makes a lot of sense.
Aren't you a fucking student as well?
Are you the guy with the square-headed mate?
Oh, no.
No, hang on.
Where's the square-head bloke?
Yeah, come on, Bryn or whoever it is.
Stand up. Stand up.
Yes.
Look at that square head.
That is square.
He looks like Acmo, don't you think?
So we've got a square, we've got a round. We were hoping for I think it was triangular, wasn't
triangular,
it?
Triangular.
Anyone want to put a triangular head?
No.
I don't think there's any triangular.
Are you asking for head?
Only of a very specific type.
Oh, okay.
I hear he never gets it. So all this time, question for you, Ginge.
You're in the fucking audience. Go sit out there. Go on, fuck off out of it.
No. Question for you. Yes. Right? So all this time that you save, like writing everything in Python.
Yep.
So that must make lots of time, for example, making RSS feeds of our show.
That work.
Does anybody want an OG RSS feed, by the way?
Yes. Yeah, hands up if you want an OG RSS feed. Hands up if you don't believe a fucking word of what the audience has just said. I don't believe you. I think if I put it there, you go, oh, brilliant, OG RSS feed, and then you still use the MP3 one, you idle bastard.
From the man who hasn't coded the OG.
No, I will do it at some point.
At some point. So, any more questions? Ah, another guy.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused. You did the intro at the beginning.
Yes, believe me, I'm confused.
I thought no one twigged onto this, you know.
Yeah, I was going to mention
it. We are hitting it very well.
Mind you, at least in one episode, Aid won't fuck it up.
That's true. Although you fucked it up last time.
I did. I was really annoyed about it as well. But yes, yeah, it has been revealed. The intro gets recorded at the end.
So does the outro.
Is this going to be unlucky then?
Possibly. Mm. Incidentally, we've talked about this is, well, are we doing the next one as the last one in this season?
Are we?
You never show up, so you weren't in the discussion.
What do you mean we've talked about it?
I thought it. Therefore it exists.
Joe, you talked about it to me. Maybe he was in Venice or something.
Yeah, with his penis.
Fucking 1 week, I guess.
Yeah, we were saying that Ack and Matt are basically part-timers, because AIDS never missed a show.
No,
apart
from the whole of Series 1.
AIDS 12 shows.
AIDS wasn't on Le Grand.
That's not my fucking problem.
I've never missed a show.
It's in your house.
Might have a point there.
Leave us a key, we'll record it when you're not in. Steal your television as well.
Nice.
So, anything else people want to know? The roundhead is going to ask something.
How do we get to paintball?
How much audio do you record for every show? And is there any chance of releasing a bloopers reel?
We did.
Bloopers reel.
Is it not enough of a fucking blooper as it is?
I think we probably record about... Well, we normally take 3 hours to record a show and decide what we're doing, don't we? We probably record about...
We never record 3 hours of material, though.
No, but we probably record...
That's 1 hour of recording and 2 hours of tea drinking.
Well, he smokes a bag outside.
Probably record only about 10 minutes that we don't use, really, don't we?
Yeah, apart from that mystery episode of Distro Wars. We did an episode of Distro Wars, and it was... Misunderstoodness was our subject. And we couldn't understand the scale.
And the point scoring system, even we lost track of how it works.
I mean, is -5 more understood or less misunderstood? So we ditched the entire thing.
So we pissed away 20 minutes of our lives on it, and then the end is
so maybe we could release that
floor.
At some point.
Did you delete it?
No. No, Cubase has got very good history.
is that open Cubase?
No. I'm surprised I haven't had any shit today from people about this.
There's your first line.
Hang on, bear with us. Give him shit. Go on.
You can shut up, Nero.
Just in general, you know.
When's the next Slug Radio out, by the way?
Okay, I think we can have one more and then we'll move on to something more interesting.
Than the audience?
No,
they're
not having to ask, like, answer ridiculous questions. Anyone one last one?
The roundhead wants one.
Oh, we haven't had a lady do one.
We'll have to have the ladies do one after the roundhead.
Are there any ladies here?
Ladies. I'm a lady, don't
you? Who else is roundheaded in the...
I'm a lady.
That'd explain the
shorts. So why aren't you coming to paintball, roundhead?
I'm going to try.
This man's going to get shot to shit if he comes to paintball.
That's one of the reasons I don't want to go. Jono, you didn't bring your power book today.
No.
Is that a is that an anti Apple going to Intel kind of move there?
No, because there's a Mac Mini under there. No, I didn't bring it because power books are shit and don't work with projectors. So, in fact, we spent about 2 hours trying.
Proprietary plugs and stuff.
Yeah, Bill Thompson. Is Bill Thompson still here? I think he's gone. So
he's gone to find his plug.
He's gone to find his plug. Yeah, so the power books don't really work. So we thought we'd actually use Aid's machine.
Indeed.
Yep. Which worked. So,
and it's not an Apple.
Jen, final one.
Thanks, Scott.
Hi. Where did it all start? Where did it come from? Whatever possessed you to do this in the first place?
I believe it's all Matt's fault.
It's all Matt's fevered brain.
It's weird, because we, Jono and I, came up with the idea independently at the same time.
And then it sort of cemented like 12 out of the lug, didn't
it? Yeah, and we kind of met each other probably about a year before that, and obviously I met the other guys as well. And then one
was that
night,
the gay exchange?
Yeah, that was it.
So, did you say language is gay?
then one night at Stuart's house, we had a long meeting, and we just started talking about it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Didn't we?
And a year
Sparks
later, we
got involved. Big shout out for Sparks.
Okay. Where's Sparks?
Sparks!
Right! Gone, but not forgotten.
The fifth member of the team.
Hey?
What was that?
Someone said bring back Sparks.
Bring back Sparks? How about fuck off Davey?
How about it, Sparks?
So yeah, that was it. We got talking about it and we thought that's a silly idea. And then...
It left it for 8 months.
And then 12 months later.
And then eventually, after being told it wouldn't happen, it did happen.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And we...
Talking of that boy, where is he? He's in Glastonbury.
He's in Glastonbury.
Floating down a river somewhere.
One guy said, we'd never do this.
And he was quite adamant. He was quite violent in his...
He had a fair point, to be honest, given the track record of the look.
Yeah, but we pushed for it, and John kept badgering us to actually set a date, and so we did. And then John and I got married, and then we did the...
Who wore the dress, actually?
I don't remember that bit.
Why did you wear the dress?
Eh?
I gave you a roofie. Or whatever the Americans
I'm
say.
I'm assuming that's a good thing.
Isn't he the guy from the FFII?
Ruthless bollock. Anyway... Let's crack on with something else, shall we?
Indeed.
Yep. Let's go. Okay. Do you want to do it?
Indeed. So, open source street fighting. It's been quite popular. So, we thought we'd do one now. And we get you to suggest the combatants.
Who's
so
the baddest ass in the open source community?
Yeah. Come on, Scott, up you get. You've got to get back
to work. Who could kick the most ass?
Now, we had Stallman and ESR. Not much of a battle, to be honest.
Someone's going to say on the forums that Stallman was too weak-legged these days. So
remember, one's got a gun. Or several guns.
One's got a gun, one's got a beard.
One's got super stink
power. A beard
power,
is
though.
A no defense to a bullet, Matthew. Believe me.
Say that now. Let me shoot you later and see it.
I don't know, there's a guy somewhere around here whose beard might well defend against a bullet, but I can't see him. I'm just going to point him out.
Oh, the guy who looks like Mad Dog.
Guy looks like Mad Dog.
Mad Dog UTK edition.
Yeah, right. So any suggestions for someone to kick the shit out of everyone else?
Two people.
Hey? Theo Durrat. I reckon he's quite hard, to be honest.
Yeah? A bit useful, a bit tasty.
I think he's quite mouthy.
Yeah, he is.
I mean...
He talks a good fight, I think.
I know this from personal experience. Small guys who aren't very good at the physical side of stuff have to become mouthy. And you have to, defend yourself.
How do you know this man?
You read it on the back of a matchbox.
Which I was sleeping at the time, yeah. But, yeah, so I think that the guy is actually probably just a bit of a,
shit
one
place.
Of those, I bet you, if you met him in real life, he'd be one of those guys who, he's sitting there like this, all snivelling. I don't know. I think he's sitting there probably saying, I love my BSD. But online is, hey, I'm a big man! Like that, so.
We can't have a show without a shit Matt impression, can we?
Who else then? Come on, who else can kick some ass in the open source?
Any suggestions? You should yell it out, we don't need a microphone.
Oh,
Telstra!
Telstra! Versus, she's a lean, mean fighting machine, in my opinion.
Against who?
Yeah, cool. We need pairings.
Telstra's too nice. You wouldn't. You should. Hey.
That's not a microphone doing that with you. It's talking into your hands, mate.
It's a fake microphone.
Who?
Colin.
Colon Percival.
So that's Colin
it's
in
Colin,
English.
Colin, yeah.
Colin.
Yeah.
Colin.
Hyperthread what?
Hyperthread vulnerability guy.
Hands up if you've heard of him.
Is he hard?
Remnant. You're the only other person in the room who's heard of him. That's really worrying.
Do you reckon Remnant would be good in a battle?
Oh, yeah. Remnant versus...
Masters.
The Roundhead.
Yeah. In fact, no, we could actually act that out right now.
Bastard.
No, I think we could do that. We should have Masters v... everyone. All at once.
And everyone should be armed.
Masters v. Bundle Masters.
Bundle.
We're going to find this out tomorrow, aren't we? At paintball, aren't we?
We
He's
are.
He's not coming.
He has to come.
He better come.
I reckon he'd use
Is anyone
guns.
Going to Nottingham tomorrow?
Driving to Nottingham?
Yeah, because he needs a lift to Nottingham.
No, he doesn't.
Anyone want to drive to Nottingham even
Sladen
if they're not going?
Sladen hides.
Sladen. There he is.
There he is.
Sladen.
Oh, you're cycling to Nottingham?
I've heard about Sladen's bike. It's a fold-up thing, isn't it?
Sladen's a bike.
Yeah. Sladen's the bike.
Sladen's the Lug Radio
dyke,
bike.
Right.
Oh, Sladen's a dyke. Oh, right.
Well, one of those things you find in Lincolnshire with water in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. It's a Lincolnshire thing.
It is. So, any final
one
suggestion?
More? Yeah, come on. More.
Who?
Richard Gooch.
Who?
Richard Gooch.
Slash me is confused.
Deverfest guy. Is he?
What so about? What but he waste? He pissed away his life building Deverfest, and then they just went, "Ah, bollocks!" That put you, Devin. Harsh.
How do you know this, incidentally?
So he therefore must be hard because he's got hairy legs.
Nice one, Masters.
Yeah, there we go.
Someone shouted out something at the back.
Yeah.
Now Tridge.
He's double R boss.
He is. I reckon he'd actually survive a stabbing, and it would just be like a slight wound.
And like it would heal over automatically with electric kind of sparkles.
Concentrate with the power of his mind and heal wounds. I can imagine. That.
Unlikely, isn't it?
We can have Tridge versus Linus.
That'd be quite. I think Linus is a bit of a limp-wristed battler. Though,
incapable of real battle.
I always think with these. Yeah.
The guy who does the crisps?
You mean McVoy? Yeah,
McVoy.
Oh, Larry McVoy.
Yeah, Larry McVoy. Nah. Okay, one more from the audience.
Who's the hardest in the room?
Neuro.
I reckon Neuro.
Neuro.
The guy looks quite hard, actually.
The dude.
Yeah.
The
guy who's fucking scissors through his tongue.
That's quite hard, actually, isn't it?
Stick your tongue out.
Nice. Does anything through it?
Look at the...
It's like one of those guys who you look at him and you think, that's just pure kind of, you know... What's
ugly?
No. He doesn't look hard, he looks like the meat.
Remember, Jono, he's
I'm
hard.
Only joking, you're fucking hard.
So we've identified the hardest man in the room and you've called him ugly. Is that the way it works?
I wasn't intending to joke. Nice one, so...
Sharp move back on. Move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Matthew, you're holding Jono's organ.
Incidentally, yeah, I brought this along.
Pleasure.
Wait for it. The mystery is revealed.
Where it came from. No brought us one as well.
I'll give it a go, but it's a bit quiet. It's the...
Mew. Mew.
Give it to Jono's mic.
Can't hear that.
Le Moo is what it says.
Right, we're going to talk about competitions. We had some competitions listed, yep. And we've basically
we've
been
got
given
a trophy. Yonkeltron.
Let's do this first.
The official Lug Radio stalker, Yonkeltron, could not make it.
Look at this.
But what he did was he actually created a blooming statue for us. It's called the Lug Radio Open Conga Line, and it's licensed with a Creative Commons license. Bizarrely enough.
So you can make as many free copies of it as you like.
If you flip it over, he's written out the Creative Commons license on the bottom.
Thanks, Yonkers.
So, thanks, Yonkers.
So, before we say...
Where is he?
Who's won this?
America.
He's in Philadelphia.
That's why I can't see him, then.
Right. That's why. We were talking about... There's a lot of community people here today. Yes. And people on the forums, people on the IRC channel, people who do the LAN gaming.
It's been pretty hard to judge this one, to be fair.
And we were thinking we need to pick... the finest community individual.
Indeed.
And they need to win this, but they also need to win £100 of O'Reilly books, which they can go over to Josette's stand and pick today. I agree.
No.
Yeah. He gets enough from O'Reilly already.
No, we are deciding, not you. That's not the way it works.
And we've decided.
Oh, so, indeed.
Yeah, let's describe this individual.
Do we have a we've got a runner-up first.
Oh, yes, he's the runner-up.
Ha, ha, ha.
It came between two, basically, and this one was pretty different. Now, we want the winners to come up and accept their prize.
But you've left one of the prizes at home, haven't you?
No, we're given a different prize.
Oh. And you're going to tell me this when?
It's only coincidental that I left it at home.
You keep him banging the dog, then.
No one's having banger. What's the second prize again?
Right, prize for the runner-up is a free subscription to Make Magazine.
Woo! That's makezine.com. No, it's makezine.com.
Is it really?
No, I actually looked it up.
Is it? There was a bloke there who was reading it. Wave it or something.
So that's how it works on radio.
They get more than just his copy, though.
This is what you get.
You get that copy that he's got. That
the winner gets the Nick his copy.
No, it's actually a 12-month subscription to Make Magazine.
That's makezine.com.
Courtesy of O'Reilly.
Courtesy of O'Reilly. Thank you very much, O'Reilly.
Thanks,
Josette.
Woo! What else do they get, Jono?
They also get a free ticket to Euro Oscon.
Yes.
Which is taking place in October.
In Europe.
In Europe, that's right. So
have we got such a ticket?
We've got the ticket. The ticket's not here. The winner's got to tell Josette, and then the ticket will be sent out.
Ah,
cool. Okay.
So let's describe this individual.
Okay.
Well, there's an obvious thing to say.
you can't describe this person without giving it away in the first few.
Well, he's friendly. He's been incredibly supportive. he's basically French.
Yeah, he's...
No, yes, you Bruno know Bord, can I win the second place?
Yeah, Bruno! Stand up!
Stand up! No, runner-up prize. Euro Oscon ticket.
Bruno has travelled all the way from the south of France.
Yeah. Bruno!
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 Right, so Bruno, if you see Josette afterwards for your free subscription to Make Magazine and your Oscon ticket, he's basically French, you spat.
I couldn't think of anything. I know this sounds really bad, but I was just thinking, but he's fucking French.
He's going, oh, no, what can I describe? Onions and a beret.
Why French? Stripey top.
I was just pissing by the window.
Stop abusing the runner-up.
Eh?
Yeah, no, stop abusing the runner-up.
Would you like he's to got give a prize? What more does he bloody want? Respect.
So.
Okay, the winner then.
The winner.
There was it was very tight between these two.
It was.
So,
well,
the winner.
I'd like to describe the winner.
He's just an all-round fantastic guy.
Yep, he is the Lug Radio community hero.
Oh, right.
It's not you, you Baltosser.
Now, how can we describe him?
He's been supportive of the land gaming. He's been supportive in the forums. He sent me countless emails helping just things to do with Lug Radio Live.
Yep.
He's been around basically since the beginning.
He's basically helped with everything we've done.
Yep. He looks like Kenny Everett.
I think so.
Do you?
Nice. Kenny Everett?
Yeah. He didn't do that thing with his legs, you know. But,
okay.
Yeah. I'm sure if you ask him nicely, he will.
So
if you could come on down to the front.
Mr. Ben! Come on, Mr. Ben.
Hey!
For 1 year. Basically, what we're going to do... Yep, what we're doing is we're going to give custody of the Lug Radio Open Conga Line to Mr. Ben for 1 year, and what he gets to do after that year is give it back to us.
He gets to clean it first and then give it back to us. Who knows what he's going to do?
After Yonkletron comes around and stabs you.
We will get it engraved with the name of each winner, and then if it gets stolen, a small dog will help find it.
So well done, Mr. Ben.
Kenny Everett, I tell you.
From generation to generation, it passes down the line. The Lug Radio Conga Line.
And you get to see Josette for your free £100 worth of O'Reilly books.
10 of which will be Linux desktop hacks.
Hang on, is he the only guy in the room who didn't write a hack for it, you idle bastard?
But that look good on radio.
We've got a video describing it. We need a commentator. Scott?
Right.
So, yeah.
It's going to be like that woman on the BBC at night who describes, like, have you ever watched wildlife programs about two, half past two in the morning? It's like...
Yeah, Jono, I know you're...
The erotic hippopotamus wildlife mounts program. The mate. It's like, I can quite see that. Anyway, we move on.
Longest travelled.
Longest travelled. Now,
where have you come from?
Furthest travelled.
Stand up if you come further than, like... Dudley.
Well, if you're from another country, stand up.
Right, Cano, let's, right, Cano, we know he's come from France. Stand up, Cano. Yeah, anyone come further than France?
Any advance on France,
we do
basically.
Believe Christian Schaller is somewhere in the building.
Schaller?
Anyone further than France? There's some guys from Australia who are coming, surely. Yeah.
You're an Aussie? He's brought his ticket as well.
Ah, it's a winner then.
This is a hard one. Anyone come from
Australia? Hang on a minute, hang on. Anybody further than Australia? Well, I'm just checking.
Shuttleworth came from the moon.
Yeah.
Can you actually be further away than Australia?
It didn't actually come from the moon, Matthew. It was orbit.
Shuttleworth
isn't
the moon.
All right.
He's got enough money.
Did you come here?
That's a legit ticket from Australia, is it?
He's come from Canberra to Sydney. I sense an imposter in the air.
On the other hand, here he is. Check it out.
Yeah.
Do the accent in the mic. Go on. Just prove it that you are the real thing.
Good day, mate.
Okay. Some Barbies.
He's obviously Australian.
So, what's the prize? 12-month subscription.
12-month subscription. Can you guess? To Make Magazine.
That's makemagazine.com.
You bought it? Did you say you bought it? I get a refund. Or give it to someone else.
Do they have post in Australia? I don't
yes, actually. They do have post in Australia. Okay. I'm assuming they do. It doesn't go on a fucking carrier pigeon, does it?
I thought everyone just made Neighbours and that was...
Yeah, what's going on in Neighbours?
Don't answer that.
They all die.
Oh.
They all died with a shovel.
Nice.
Were they gardening or were they hit by a shovel? It degenerated into a shovel fight.
I'm impressed.
I think you're lying.
Although, that sounds more like shovel fighting. Does sound like the way forward.
Open source shovel fighting. Right, what's next?
Okay.
Well, we're going to have a competition for the best photo that was taken today and emailed to show@lugradio.org.
So obviously we won't be announcing now.
Yeah, so that's in the future.
If you've got a good picture that you took today...
Send it to
preferably today. Here.
Not of Asda over there.
No Asda.
Or at the Curry House.
Send it to show at Lug Radio.
Hey? What did you say? 1 a.m. this morning.
No, because any picture you took of us at 1 a.m. this morning is not the best picture of the day.
And why would that be?
I look like I've been killed with the shovel, like the guy said.
I can testify to that. We're not in a good state at 1 this morning.
I think there's one with my nipples on it, and I remember.
Yeah, so. I remember that. It's pierced
what,
in
all
my
all three
brain.
Of them?
It's secret third nipple. Yeah, so we're going to do that. Let's give something away today.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think we should give away for the most grotesque thing imaginable.
Yes, the most grotesque
more,
moment.
One more subscription to Make Magazine, haven't we?
And yeah,
that's what this prize is
for. Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So,
now, grotesque.
We haven't had any proof of this, have we? Any independent...
No, but it's all hearsay, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. Yep.
The guy's probably wincing right now.
Yeah,
the most grotesque thing.
We'll describe what he did and then describe who he is.
Can we mime it?
He looks like
no,
a...
No, we can't mime it. Absolutely not.
You can be... the other person.
It
and
took
that
place
can be the
in a
person.
Car, didn't it?
It took place in a car.
It took place in a car.
On the way down.
It's astounding if it's true.
Let's just not mince our words. Someone spanked off in the back of a car while driving down here with his mates.
Yeah.
And he's just identifying them.
They're driving down
stand
here.
Stand up, Pickle.
Stand up, Pickle!
12-month subscription to Make Magazine.
What other show would give you a prize for wanking?
Yep. Was it worth it, Pickle? Was it worth it?
I wish I could have a wank for a 12-month subscription to Make Magazine. That sounds like a great deal.
Have a wank on a 12-month subscription to Make Magazine.
That's a different magazine. The Cisco magazine.
Yeah, so nice one,
so,
Pickle.
Well done, Pickle. If you ever not want to know what a wanker looked like, there's the man.
No, they're looking at four of them.
He claims it's not true, just Pickle, but we know better.
Oh, do we want to give the prize back then?
On the other hand, let's imagine hypothetically you'd driven for 7 hours to get here and half the way over, polished the rocket. Would you deny it or would you admit it?
How many people were in the car, Pickle?
48.
Four?
Why?
You mean you had someone next to you?
We assumed you're the only one in the back.
Who was next to you? Jonathan Riddell, and the only thing that protected you from his fucking man fluid was
him
KDE
from your
CDs.
Man fluid.
Where's John Riddell?
He can have these
Nice.
That'd be comedy timing.
Throwing a Kubuntu CD at the stage.
Nice. Okay, so that's the end of the Mate magazine gifts.
I want to know why still. I'm just confused.
Why?
Did you catch it all?
Did you rubber up first? Was it a posh wank?
Or was it a French wank? I never know.
What's one of them?
It doesn't matter. We don't get into details now.
Right. There are
two more prizes, one of which we're not going to be able to give away today because that's for the biggest bruise at paintball tomorrow.
Where's... Before we do... Where's M7TDR bloke?
Was he the guy who got it
completely fucking wrong on the forums and just presented a bruise?
Yeah.
And he said, does this win it? And someone said, I think they meant on the paintball, you dickhead. You should get a prize.
Did you bruise yourself especially for it?
He's spending 15 minutes with a hammer going, Jesus, it's big enough.
What do they win? 100 quid?
They win 100 quid worth of free early books.
Which is nice.
Over there.
Which will be chosen by us.
Which will be pre-selected.
So you might get 8 copies of Linux desktop hacks. Prepare yourself.
That's right.
Okay, and we have one final prize.
This is very important.
He is in the room.
He is in the room.
Yes. Oh.
Now, this is for the greatest contribution.
Blown Jen out completely.
To Lug Radio today.
Eh?
Yes.
The biggest contribution to the Lug Radio live event. This guy has been absolutely phenomenal in his contributions.
Do an impression of him.
Yeah, come on, do the impression.
Adam Sweet.
Adam Sweet.
Justin, our MC in the back room.
Stand on the stage.
Come on.
Stand on the stage. Show people your beautiful trousers.
Where's your jacket?
Put the jacket on.
This man is wearing nice pants. This man is wearing a tartan.
It could only have been designed
by someone who has never been to Scotland. Has no clue about
MC Adam
clothing.
Sweet. Yep. There we go.
The greatest thing about his trousers are the fact that they don't look that ridiculous that they look like fancy dress. They just look like someone's got a shit dress sense. Did you drive over here in them?
Yeah, I did.
have a microphone.
I had to pack my car up in my girlfriend's street with people walking past, driving past, looking at me. Earlier in the day, I did an 80s game show host hair.
80s game show host hair?
Everybody thought I wanted to look like it. I thought I look cool.
You do look cool.
You look about as cool as a blazing furnace.
It was worth it for £100 worth of O'Reilly books, surely.
He sent you?
Yeah.
You know what? I was going to buy fucking loads of books.
Sorry, Gisette. <Yeah.
laughs> Sorry.
O'Reilly does himself out of some money.
I've been telling you all day. I'll be back in a bit.
She didn't know, to be fair.
So there we go. Congratulations, Adam, for the live
Thank you very much. Adam Sweet.
Have we got any more competitions left?
We'll have to wing the rest of them.
Have we got any more free shit?
No.
No.
We haven't actually talked about what this day's been like yet.
It's been amazing.
Let's ask people what has it been like.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah! Who said no?
Ooh, I could crush a grape.
Let's talk about why we put the event on.
Yeah, why did we? So it's the
well, we're sick of corporate
events. Because all of the expos are shit. Yeah.
All the expos you've ever been to have been corporate crap.
The main thing, really boring. The main thing is because, I don't know about you guys, I'm assuming a lot of you go down to the expo in London or in your own countries, but basically, when we go down, the best night is the first night. That's the highlight of the expo, is the first night.
Everyone goes out, drunk.
Everyone goes out, has some drinks, there's social.
You meet up with a load of cool people, you have a beer, you have a chat,
whatever. Eat some crap Persian food.
Ask them inappropriate questions.
Which happened the last time, nondescript meat and rice, which was foul.
Meat was foul.
Yeah, chicken.
Yeah,
oh, right.
Was it chicken? There was a bloke chasing a cat with a meat cleaver in the restaurant. So we thought, let's do an expo where it's the fun side of open source.
Yeah.
This is social software, and we love it because it's social software.
It's free, and we've
got this community of people. And we're so proud of the fact that everyone can make it down here. So we should give you guys a round of applause.
Yeah,
round of applause.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mate magazine.
We managed to con Mark Shuttleworth and other people like that to come as well.
the guy flew in a fucking helicopter here.
None of the speakers, incidentally, got paid anything. Not even petrol money, but they just came down anyway. Which is really difficult.
Thank you very much to all the speakers.
Let's give the speakers a round of applause.
And also thanks to
Brian Tiemann.
Brian Tiemann.
Oh, yes.
We've got...
How could we forget? There's one on a speaker.
Ah.
It's a good job. It's not
Brian did a load of these CDs, which are season one and everything for season two up till now. And he's given them away for free. So there's 10 of these. If you want one, just
free,
come and give us a shout.
Free as in free?
Free as in...
Free as in beer and CDs.
Yeah, right. free as in
Lug Radios. Free as in Ubuntu CDs.
Just fucking free. We can charge if you want. Hey?
If
sign them.
That's sad to want them.
Do you want us to ruin them? If anyone wants something signing,
if you want. We'll sign them. No worries.
So we got 10 of those to give away. Yeah, I think it's been a pretty cool day.
It's amazing.
Not actually cool, has it?
It's been quite warm.
Nice that the terrace bar's got no ventilation.
Well, yeah, you know.
I don't know if we'll be here. We are definitely doing it again next year.
It'll happen, but not necessarily here. Perhaps Birmingham, who knows?
We've been amazed by the number of people who've come. We were like, oh, do you think 30 will come? Do you think 40 will come? Do you think we'll cover our costs?
I was astonished. In fact, about sort of 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning, there's about 3 exhibitors has shown up, and there was an hour to go, and we were thinking...
This is before you got here, Matt.
Matt was late, as usual. Yeah, so it's been superb.
Just standing there in the middle of the day and looking around and going, there's fucking loads of people here.
A bloke from our work turned up as well. I don't know if he's still here, Ian. Ian.
Really?
No, he's not.
Was that Ian Bell?
Ian Calder. Oh, he is.
Ian.
Hello, Ian.
What I like about Ian, I'd just like to mention this story, is he talks like...
He's your boss?
No, he's not. He's just a developer.
He's just a developer.
What I like about him, though...
Boss!
Let us finish the story! He once told me that he's from Wick, at the top of Scotland, and said, can't you tell by my accent? And, this is a rubbish story. And I was like, no,
That's a great story, Matt. That
seemed good in my head at the start.
Most things are, Matt. A bit like the political special.
Oh, you were 50% of that, mate.
You pushed me.
Yeah, well...
He's small, but he's vicious.
I like to try.
Any favourite talks? Anyone in particularly piqued your interest? Jerv. He's brilliant, isn't he? Where is
nice
he?
One.
He's at the back.
There's another man who's short. We've got to understand him.
Nice one, Jeff.
Now stand up.
Eye to eye.
Oh, here we go.
There he is.
This is totally
nice one.
The mighty Jeff.
I was just about to say, don't bump your head on the ceiling, but there we go.
But you know, don't worry about it.
Who's out for a drink with us tonight?
And a curry.
Yes.
We've got the full standard, basically, for us.
Yeah, we've booked it. So
Cleveland Street, by the way.
Funky Pie.
Yeah. We need to
the
talk...
The standard Cleveland
in
Street.
In fact, before we finish, in the outro, we'll talk about the...
Are we doing that last?
Amazingly, yeah. It's weird.
So
isn't
this
it?
Was the outro.
Read the paper.
It's outro. Yeah, it says competitions, then it says outro.
Have you heard the bit of music in between?
Have you seen the
thing? This is still the competitions, then, is it?
It kind of meandered.
While we're thanking people a bit, then I ought to mention Spline Boy, who's been hit out the back scanning people's heads all day.
with no casualties, we'll hasten to add.
Is anyone blind? Just to check. Because
he did use the blinding version. also, thanks to everyone who's been on the door, because...
one person
we couldn't have fleeced you all on the way in. So, thanks very much.
We'll be pleased to know we've covered
our
expenses.
It's strange how we only took £10 on the door all day, isn't it?
Yeah. is the holiday still booked for tomorrow?
No, we did say that if we made a profit, then we'd buy people drinks tonight.
Yeah,
so,
we're going to buy everyone a beer.
So be around and...
Come along to the standard and you will get some beer that is free, as in free.
You can't turn up just for the free beer. You have to be coming anyway.
Yeah, so should we do the outro?
Let's do that.
Let's read the emails then.
Oh, yeah.
No emails this week.
So that's tell us what you would have sent us in an email, if you want.
I don't think anyone sent us an email.
No, but if... Okay.
I don't know.
Is he sending
Colin Watson sent us his presentation in an email and we ignored it.
Yep, so we're going to wind it up.
Yes.
Let's talk about things that are going on tonight and tomorrow to finalise it for everyone.
Yes.
We're going to the standard Indian restaurant tonight on Cleveland Street in Wolverhampton.
To eat some quite poor Indian food. To be honest, it's very
but it's
poor.
Only Nuo collared me earlier. He said, so on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say the standard was in terms of curry? And I said 6, which was a massive lie.
But it's £6 for 3 courses, quantity over quality.
It's not that it's...
And you get to taste the funk. The funky pie.
It's funky pie.
I can feel like people going...
funky pie.
It's not that it's like, unclean or anything.
Oh, no. No, you won't be ill. Very ill.
No, it's just kind of... It's just cheap and cheerful.
Yeah,
and it's cheap and it's cheerful.
We should mention Pint Cope.
Pint Cope, like.
There's a guy who works there who wanders around.
We've lovingly adopted him.
Yeah.
Wanders around as a waiter. Of course he wanders
but
around.
He's just a fucking homeless guy who comes in.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And he comes just along and you can order a pint of Coke from the bar. And what they do is they charge you £2.50 and you watch them pour it from the Asda Coke bottle and hand it to you.
You get the idea of the kind of venue now.
But what he does, he comes up and goes, he walks around our little lunch room going, Pint Coke.
He understands two words. You go up to him and say, are you all right? He's going, Pint Coke. So we want to order like 32 pint Cokes tonight.
Yes.
You got pint Coke. Pint Coke.
The absolute best thing about it is one of you orders a pint of Coke, but then you always forget who you are. So he just wanders round and round and round and round the room going, pint Coke.
Don't tell that wasn't me.
So yeah.
After the meal?
What? I can't say what time it starts.
8 o'clock. Thank you for that.
Oh, I thought that's because we didn't know what time it started. It's 8 o'clock.
I think we've just made it up.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. We always knew it was going to be 8.
Hey?
We've got an hour to clear out and then an hour to
go. We'll be all right. You'll all help, won't you?
they all look away, no?
Yeah, all going, we'll yeah.
You got a load of guys out thinking, yeah, I'll just pick up a computer and fuck off with it. Land gaming, whatever.
So, 8 o'clock, we're going to meet in there. We're going to have some curry. We're going to have some beer.
Indian cuisine.
And then after that.
Bit of a knees up. And then at the Baron's Court. How is your father? And then at the Baron's Court Hotel. We're going back there.
The most unlikely named hotel in the world.
There's no barons, there's no court.
But there is a
not
hotel.
Much of a hotel.
but we do have the whole thing, which is kind of reassuring and nice.
It's got a parrot. Towers. That's a bloody good point, yeah.
It's got a parrot.
A parrot got no Wi-Fi. They got...
I should imagine you are. Don't put your fingers in the cage, by the way.
How was the woman when you... Nero.
Is she any better, by the way?
How was the woman when you arrived? Because when we... When we went there before and she said...
She was on the verge of death.
She was like, oh, I'm feeling really ill, so I'm just going to put the key under the mat and basically...
Everyone lets themselves in.
Grab the mic, Nero. Grab the mic.
He's got a big enough mouth.
Come on, Remnant.
Yeah, but we're recording this.
He's Scottish, remember?
Ah, yeah. No, we got to the door last night and rang a doorbell and waited.
Shocking.
Thinking, shit, are we going to get in? And this little phone outside rings around here. Mr. Ben picks it up, and all
was
we hear
like
is...
the Matrix or something?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Mr. Anderson.
And,
literally?
No, sadly.
That's your surname, isn't it?
Yes. See how many times I have heard someone say
that. Oh, Mr. Anderson. Oh, you're called Neuro. That's a bit like Neo. That's really funny. Ha ha. Oh, you're an amazing... Shut up.
Anyway. So, that's a bitter man.
Can I just drag you back to the point?
Makes a fucking change, doesn't it?
So, Mr. Ben's on the phone, and all we hear is the other side, his side of the conversation. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm really thinking... Shit, we're sleeping in a car tonight.
But and we know what's in the car.
Exactly.
This is where someone says, I'm not sleeping in the wet spot.
So Mr. Ben turns around and says, we've to pick this key up under this pot. And he lifts up the pot and there's this key.
The next clue's under there.
Exactly. So we get in the door and then sitting in a sideboard are all our keys with little post-it notes saying Anderson, Thorpe, Nicholson, and the key in the
I was like, did he say Octothorpe, by the way?
Didn't say Octothorpe. Yeah, right. But we're looking at it going, anyone could just walk in here and say, hello, I'm John Boggs, I booked a room for tonight, and she's in her bed going, alright, just come in.
She's on the deathbed.
What a great impression.
You haven't heard that before.
And also when we got there, the Wi-Fi was broken.
Oh. Shocking.
The Wi-Fi was broken. You've said she was in already. Yeah, she was ill and broken.
Did you fix it for her?
Yeah, we plugged the Cat5 up the arse of and it worked fine.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Wait till you find out how the bar works tonight.
Yeah,
I'm quality. If it's self-service, we're sorted, mate, because we're there all night.
Well, at the moment, I think it's a case of you go and help yourselves a bit, and you have to write down what you've had.
Excellent, okay.
Literally.
I'm not shitting you, that's the system.
Half pint of 2% vodka.
So she gets up in the morning, all the beer's gone, and it's got one half of a shandy.
1 point coke. So it's Mr. Ben's credit card that's booked under, so we're sorted.
This is Scottish people. We're giving them the bar.
We've invited a bunch of Scottish people down, and they can basically take as much drink as they want and not pay for it.
No, I wonder what's going to happen.
The bar's open until we get sick of it.
Can we make it clear you're supposed to pay for it? You're not just write down what you had. We don't want a catalogue.
We're skin plenty bastards, we can drink like nobody, so...
The absolute best thing about this system isn't going to work. Yeah.
What did the ex-presenter say?
Come over, Sparks.
Sparks, come on. Sparks, did you just say you were going to put your credit card behind the bar?
From the classic line. Oh, fucking my credit card's now used, mate. I like the way all the Scotsmen have put an Englishman's credit card behind the bar.
That's because they know that it's the only one that's creditworthy out of a lot of them.
Young bastards. You bastards.
Too much lard I bought recently.
Lard and haggis. That's what they eat.
That's a tremendous moustache, by the way.
Oh, yes.
I wish I had. When I go through puberty, I might try growing that.
you can grow through puberty?
Yeah.
You've got no hair?
That's because I haven't gone through puberty.
Yeah, that's the way it works, isn't it?
We're all born with hair before I went through
puberty. Oh, right, is that the way it works?
Yeah, but you had ginger hair, to be honest.
There was some kind of survey that said ginger men had larger penises. I was hoping
that was in the gay community, then.
Yes.
Can I?
So any gay people in here fancy ack? That'll be none.
That's not going to happen, is it?
Any females? Any straight people fancy ack?
I've snogged ack.
Oh, yeah.
You shut up.
I think of all the places to basically say that in polite company, this is probably the worst.
It was in the stand, and I'll point out the seat it was in.
Full tongues.
There's still evidence there.
He slipped the tongue in.
He did.
Did your chins velcro together?
I tell you what, it's really lucky he hasn't got a beard. We might have stuck together.
Yeah. No, I was really, really pissed that night.
And Sparks was sober.
You were really aroused.
Yeah, it was
a shockingly drunken night, and you must have been really, really pissed.
Does Sam kiss him?
He's up for anything.
She does know.
See, I'm not surprised. I mean, he'll kiss a whale if he wants to. But, yeah.
Fuck does that mean?
Whale!
Shut up! Was he on the foot, perhaps?
Would you know, Ben? Yeah, he's on the foot.
Supposed not.
Fuck off. I've come off Rampton and there are no fucking whales in the canals.
There's a lot of Welsh people.
We're looking to have life at all around here.
No, I fucking hate whales. Where's that square-headed guy?
We've got another Welshman. We've got another weekend Welshman.
We've got
Welshman.
A couple of Welsh people here, aren't
we? Yeah, Dublin's around here somewhere.
Anyway, we were talking about something before we rambled off the point once again.
Just before I forget, Mr. Sladen from Debian was pointing at a t-shirt. Now, was that for a reason, Sladeno?
Was he wearing what?
He was pointing at a t-shirt and looking at us. Was that for some particular reason, or...?
What? Where is Sladen?
Is he
in the room?
He's silhouetted against the window, I think, isn't he?
No, that's not Sladen. That's just his stunt double.
I can't see from here, so... Oh, well... We'll
thanks for that, Matt.
Sorry.
Sladen!
It is like a spooky double, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I thought that was a great big mirror.
You were pointing at a T-shirt and trying to get our attention.
So, go on, Sladen, explain yourself.
What did you want? Well, we've got some T-shirts. Debian have been hard at work.
What is this, a commercial break?
Well, Debian went non-commercial, so this is a non-commercial.
So let's make some money.
You've been hard
at work. So
it's
a free T-shirt.
But we would like to point out this row of excellent T-shirts we have over there. Polo shirts, 20 quid T-shirts, 10.
Well, this isn't an advert.
Hold on a fucking minute.
It's ready.
I don't know. They actually get round to releasing stuff.
Sorry, carry on.
They actually get round to actually releasing it eventually. Chilling.
Sorry, go on, Slade.
Well, we only...
Third time lucky.
I don't know why we bother.
Okay. Neither do we.
Other providers of T-shirts are
available.
You're
giving T-shirts away.
Could I pimp Ubuntu instead? Would you give me more than 10 seconds if I did that?
Go on, then.
Okay, if it was Fedora Core 4, maybe.
Well, there are some mugs.
Yeah, I've got one. It's fantastic.
I think you're just pointing over there and saying there's some mugs over there.
there's some right Fedora, mugs in this place. You should see the prices they pay. It's amazing.
Right.
Like
cool.
20 quid for a polo shirt, for instance. I can see you.
Fuck off, Sladen.
Nice.
Adios.
While we remember, should we say thanks to all the people who turned up early and helped us?
Yes, we should.
Anybody who turned up early just basically got volunteered to help us. So thanks to all those people who sat on the door, people who helped us carry heavy equipment. And Actually, we really wouldn't have been ready in time if it wasn't for them. So
we wouldn't
you very much. You know who you are, so thank you very much.
Yeah.
It was great. There was
you are going to stay around and help us afterwards.
there was a guy who came past, and I went, oh, brilliant, brilliant. Take this box upstairs. Took it upstairs. He came back down again, and he says, you know, well, you got me to carry that, no problem, I've done it. And I said, how did you learn about Lug Radio? And he goes, what's Lug Radio? And I'm like, oh, catch you later.
I wonder how many people have actually fucking heard Lug Radio. And they're thinking, what the fuck are these guys going on about?
Brian from UK Linux was saying that someone came up to his stand. Actually, they'd paid to get into the venue and everything. And they went up, looked at the CDs that were given away, or Brian's given away, and said, so, what's this Lug Radio thing then? That fell flat on its
head. Fuck off! Non-Lug Radio people.
Yeah, it did work well, but I fucked it.
Thanks to Brian for doing the posters and everything.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Every poster.
He's been fucking classic.
Yeah, should really have had a prize, but we haven't, so.
Thanks to all the people we robbed screens and shit off at the last minute as well. Yeah.
We're going to have to stop saying thanks to people, otherwise it's going to go through everyone in the room. Thank.
What about thanking Susan for videoing the whole thing?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah. Thank you, Susan.
Woo!
So, final thing.
It's like a wedding,
isn't it?
It's like a wedding where you thank everyone at the end. And
it is. Like
no,
a wedding.
No free wine at this one, though.
No. No, we drank so much wine at your
four
wedding.
Four winers.
yeah, four tomorrow, paintball. Right. Anyone coming to paintball tomorrow?
With us.
Ah, oh, fantastic loads.
Do we all have enough transport, though? That's the concern.
Do you know how you get in there? Loads of shaking heads.
How many people have got spaces in their car?
We're going to have a quick round.
Oh, we've got one.
Right, I can take a couple of people.
My car's full, I'm afraid.
Right. Full of paintball
people? Full of what?
him... And
pickles jism.
I was going to say, I don't mind containing anyone other than pickles.
So should we sort that out tonight then? In the pub, yeah?
Have a think about transport, because we realised yesterday about 3 o'clock that we haven't actually sorted out any fucking transport for the paintball. So it's
Cutthroat Lane, which doesn't really inspire much, does it?
Cutthroat Lane?
Yeah, it is. Nice. Literally. Shirley Solihull.
Nice. So yeah.
Okay.
9:15 tomorrow morning.
Bring
none
your
of us will be there.
With you.
That's going to happen.
Absolute fucking
it's
worst
got to happen.
Idea
You've got to
in the
be
world.
There, right?
So, should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank
You've
you
been
very,
absolutely
very
brilliant.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming, especially Pickle. You know.
Well done to you all.
And if we don't see you tonight, we'll see you next year.
Yeah, definitely.
See you next
Thank
year.
You.
Thank you. Bye.